We are just about underway on this, the final day of the Tri-Valley Invitational. First game of the day is the Tri-Valley girls against the Sioux Valley girls. And Tri-Valley wastes no time winning the jump. And Rachel Chipota takes it down the other end of the floor, hits an eight-footer from the baseline. And the Tri-Valley Lady Viking Warriors have a 2-0 lead. Both these teams have had a rough road in the tournament. But they both come out strong as Teslin Matthews matches with an 8-foot baseline shot of her own, this time from the left side. We've got a 2-2 tie. Both teams have lost their first two games of the tournament. They'll try to renew their Parks Highway rivalry and get their first win in this three-day tournament. Sierra Peterson picks up a loose ball on the offensive side and puts it in for Sioux Valley. And Sioux Valley has their largest scoring minute of the tournament, posting a 4-2 lead here early. We've got 7:13 remaining first quarter. Nice pass from Wendy Gore down low. She gets the pass into Teal O'Connor and misses the shot. But Wendy Gore gets in, gets the rebound, puts it back on the defensive end of the floor. She took a ball to the face, and she's trying to shake off a little bit of wooziness. Here on the offensive end for Sioux Valley, Jennifer Crosby works the point, swings it over to Sierra Peterson. Peterson down to Teslin Matthews from the same spot at which she hit earlier, but she's no good on this one. Wendy Gore tracks down the loose ball. She'll bring it up and set up the point for Tri-Valley. Gets it over wide right, or at least tries to Rachel Chipota. Pass was low. Chipota couldn't handle it. Ball goes out of bounds and over to Sioux Valley. Sierra O'Connor, Sierra Peterson, Teslin Matthews, Jennifer Crosby, and Amber Schultz on the floor. Amber Schultz just checked in. Into the forecourt they go on the left wing at Sierra Peterson, down to the baseline to Matthews. Matthews fakes, gives it back to Peterson. Peterson drives into the middle, then loses control. And Courtney Adams comes up with the loose ball. She gets it to Hannah Keith, who brings it into the forecourt, and she's fouled by Sierra Peterson. It's the first foul of the early morning game. That'll be the first team foul, naturally, on Sioux Valley. First foul on Sierra Peterson. Teal O'Connor will inbound. Looks into the forecourt, gets it to Hannah Keith. Hannah Keith drives the baseline, lays it up, and gets a friendly roll, and it's a 6-4 Tri-Valley lead. Jennifer Crosby brings the ball up slowly against what looks like maybe a 1-2. Can't quite recognize this defense. Something along the lines of a 1-2-2, perhaps a man-to-man, but didn't look like there was a weak side matchup. Could be a help-out man-to-man. 2 minutes gone by. Fast scoring here early. Both of these teams have had a little trouble scoring thus far in the tournament, but not today. Jennifer Crosby's got it wide right, way over the free throw line extended, swings it over to Sierra Peterson on the left side. She tries to challenge the trap, and she draws a reach-in foul. So Tri-Valley gets its first team foul of the day. That foul, they're yet to record it on the board. I'll update it when I get it. That foul is on Rachel Chipota. O'Connor inbounds to Peterson. Peterson pulls up to the three-point line. She's going to think about her shot, but makes a nice entry pass just below the high post to Amber Schultz, who turns and scores. We've got a 6-6 tie. Chipota brings it up, almost dribbles into a trap on the right side, but she finds Keith. Keith puts up her shot. It was partially deflected, was going out of bounds, but saved by, that was saved by O'Connor. O'Connor gets it to Keith. Keith puts up another shot. This one no good. And I think it was O'Connor that gets another offensive rebound. Out at the point, Chipota has it taken away by Sierra Peterson. She's working one-on-one. Jennifer Crosby sneaks up on the left wing, and she'll take the pass from Peterson to give Sioux Valley an 8-6 lead. Assist Peterson. Nice finish for Jennifer Crosby. 8-6 the score. A little bit of a midcourt trap employed by Sioux Valley. And Teal O'Connor works her way out of it. Gets it to Wendy Gore, who makes a great cross-court pass to the low post to Teal O'Connor, who banks it in. That might have been Hannah Keith. Either Teal O'Connor or Hannah Keith banks it in. Ties this game at 8. Jennifer Crosby slowly brings it over the half-court line. Courtney Amber steps up to match her. Swings it to Sierra Peterson, down to the baseline to Teslin Matthews on the left side. She goes back up high on the left. Sierra Peterson drives around to the right elbow, puts it up softly. It won't get the roll, though. Teslin Matthews tracks down the rebound on the baseline. She tries to get it out to Peterson. The ball can't be controlled. It goes into the backcourt, but it was a loose ball touched by Tri-Valley. Crosby tracks it down. She's under a lot of pressure from Courtney Adams, and Crosby throws it away. Ball still loose. Wendy Gore battling for it, and she comes up with it, maintains her pivot foot, but she kind of panics on her pass. Tried to get it to Teal O'Connor, who had not cleared the backcourt. Doesn't matter anyway. O'Connor couldn't handle the pass. Ball goes out of bounds. 8-8 tie, 4:18 left, first quarter. A flurry of scoring. Sierra O'Connor, inbounds it at the midcourt. Jennifer Crosby patiently will attack the zone. She swings it over to Sierra Peterson. Peterson, actually this is a man-to-man. Peterson dribbles all the way over to the right side. Teal O'Connor deflects the pass, knocks it out of bounds. Sioux Valley will get it down low on the sideline. Sideline just high of the baseline. O'Connor inbounds to Jennifer Crosby on the baseline. Crosby tries to drive on O'Connor but can't. She loses control of the ball. Courtney Adams finally tracks it down. She gets it to Hannah Keith. Hannah Keith sets up the point, finds Wendy Gore down on the baseline. Wendy Gore working against Sierra O'Connor, and O'Connor fouls her. Wendy Gore, of course, came up big yesterday. She had a phenomenal game. Looks like she's got good recovery skills, too. She's got her energy back. Set up a stack on the baseline. Quick pass. Teal O'Connor hits Hannah Keith. Hannah Keith from about 8 feet just off the baseline on the right-hand side. She pops the shot. 10-8 Tri-Valley. Jennifer Crosby brings it over the line. Gets to Teslin Matthews. They're going to match again. Matthews hits a shot that she likes. 8 feet just off the baseline. 10-10 tie. Wendy Gore brings it over the midcourt. Sierra Peterson pressures her, almost comes up with a steal, but Gore gets it to Teal O'Connor up high. O'Connor finds Wendy Gore on the baseline. She's challenged. She gets it up to the left elbow. That's Kristen Skolten. Skolten puts up a shot and scores. Tri-Valley didn't have the services of Skolten yesterday. They had to go with a five-woman team. They have a little more depth today. They have six players, so right now they've got Rachel Chipota on the bench. Teslin Matthews puts up another shot from about 8 feet out. This one rattles around and out. Hannah Keith and Wendy Gore fight over the rebound and lose it out of bounds. Sioux Valley will maintain possession. Madison Maynard will check in for Sioux Valley. She will replace Rosemary Negus, will come off the floor. Sioux Valley sets up a box. High and low screens away from the ball. Madison Maynard comes open. O'Connor hits her, but the ball is ripped away by Hannah Keith. Gets it to Wendy Gore, who's going to lose control of it. She didn't. She gets it to Teal O'Connor, who shoots from a little outside her range, shoots long. Loose ball foul. Foul is on Sioux Valley. Foul's on Madison Maynard on the loose ball. Or actually, it might be a shooting foul. So I gather that Kristen Skolten got the rebound and was fouled, putting it back up. Foul on Madison Maynard. Third foul, Sioux Valley. First foul on Madison Maynard. Two shots. Skolten hits the first. Extends the Tri-Valley lead to 13-10. Second free throw coming. This one hits the front rim and rattles off to the right. Teslin Matthews with the rebound. Skolten reads the outlet pass, makes a beautiful pass to Wendy Gore. Wendy Gore scores from 4 feet on the left-hand side. 15-10 Tri-Valley. Here's Sierra Peterson trying to drive the baseline on Sioux Valley side. O'Connor gets the ball, puts up a shot. That's blocked by Hannah Keith. Peterson and Skolten battle for the loose ball. It's tied up. And Sioux Valley will get the possession arrow. 2:42 left, first quarter. Sioux Valley's going to set up a four-woman line on the free throw line. Peterson just releases towards the ball, gets the pass, and drives the lane. Nicely done. Finds an angle, puts it in off the glass from the right-hand side. Peterson's got some good handling skills. She scores to make it 15-12. Over on the Tri-Valley side, it's Teal O'Connor entering from the left-hand wing. She gets it into, I believe it was Hannah Keith, who kisses it in off the glass, making it 17-12. Sioux Valley quickly to the other end. Jennifer Crosby hits Teslin Matthews for another one of her eight-footers. This one won't fall. Wendy Gore with the rebound. Outlet pass to Hannah Keith. Hannah Keith works it up the right sideline. Finds Skolten. Skolten puts up a long shot. Rebound, I believe, knocked out by Teslin Matthews. So Tri-Valley will maintain control underneath the basket. They'll set up a stack. Not a lot of movement off the stack. Basically, Hannah Keith just creates position, gets it, puts up a shot, no good. Skolten with the weak side rebound. She's quick to put it back. Another 2 points for Skolten and a 19-12 Tri-Valley lead with a 1:55 left in the first quarter. Jennifer Crosby brings it up slowly, working against the Skolten in a man-to-man. She finds Peterson on the right wing. Peterson tries to find a lane, but Wendy Gore steps up on help-out defense and gets her. Crosby tries a long cross-court pass to O'Connor. O'Connor has trouble handling it and loses it out of bounds. Pass wasn't bad, but O'Connor couldn't quite pull it in. Sioux Valley turns it over. Teal O'Connor inbounds to Skolten. Skolten brings it up against Peterson. It looks like a 3-2 employed by Sioux Valley. Skolten beats it with a nice pass to Hannah Keith, who works her way around Madison. Maynard can't quite get it to finish. Maynard gets the rebound, but Keith is right there to tie it up. This time, Tri-Valley will maintain control. He'll set up another stack. Well, nope, they've got a Wendy Gore low, three women at the free throw line. Teal O'Connor breaks to the ball. She gets the pass, gets it back to Hannah Keith, who made the entry pass. Hannah Keith scores from the low post. 21-12, Tri-Valley. Very high-scoring quarter for Tri-Valley. Sierra Peterson on the right side, free throw extended, much higher than the free throw extended. This time she gets it back from O'Connor, gets under free throw extended, tries to enter to the low post, but Teal O'Connor is there to kick it out. And ball will stay in Sioux Valley's possession. But Coach Jimmy Sickler of Sioux Valley needs a timeout to try to regroup, make the best of this last minute, 6 seconds of the first quarter. Sioux Valley has had their highest scoring quarter, but their defense has been a little soft. That or the Tri-Valley offense has been very effective. Had about 12 points from the post area. Had about 8 points on putbacks. The offensive rebound strong for Tri-Valley here today. Good to see Wendy Gore has recovered, has her energy back after really leaving it all on the floor. Almost quite literally at the conclusion of yesterday's Tri-Valley game, Wendy Gore dropped to the floor in exhaustion and spent several minutes getting her breath back. And it's tough to come back from the second to last game on Friday and then have to play the first game on Saturday morning. But she's young, she's recovered, she's ready to play. Nice to have an extra woman to play for Tri-Valley. That gives them a little bit of depth, which they could use. They've already used it to their advantage as Kristen Skolton checked in early for Rachel Chaboda, and Skolton has at least 3, maybe 5 points. So 21-12, Tri-Valley leads as the timeout comes to its conclusion. No substitutions for Tri-Valley. They'll leave Skolton, Keith, O'Connor, Gore, and Adams on the floor. For Sioux Valley, it'll be Madison Maynard, Sierra O'Connor, Tez Matthews, Jennifer Crosby, and Sierra Peterson, so no substitutes for them. They enter it up to the high post. Ooh, sorry, to the top of the key. Peterson tries to drive to the left, loses control. Ball flows out of bounds. Well, might have been out of bounds off of Tri-Valley, but Peterson definitely traveled. Skolton, long pass to Wendy Gore at the low post. Now she's going to travel. She was tied up by Tez Matthews and Sierra O'Connor. Madison Maynard also there to help out. And Wendy Gore just got ahead of her feet and traveled. 54.5 seconds left, first quarter. Here comes Jennifer Crosby pushing the ball up the floor. Sierra Peterson, after inbounding, will work her way down to the opposite side, low post. Crosby comes right down to the low post against to Teslin Matthews, but she's tied up by Hannah Keith as she tries to shoot. And it's going to be Sioux Valley ball. Most of the Tri-Valley team does not realize that. They run to the other end of the floor. They recover. Inbound pass to Jennifer Crosby. She takes advantage of the mismatch as a couple of Tri-Valley players hadn't quite made it back. Jennifer Crosby hits from the third hash on the free throw line, just under the free throw line. Third hash on the block. Ooh, Wendy Gore almost travels again on the opposite side. She makes a low post pass up to the high post to Teal O'Connor. O'Connor can't shoot. Doesn't really get anywhere near the basket, and Hannah Keith has to try to save it. Wipes out, can't quite save it. Sioux Valley gets the ball for the last 20 seconds of the quarter. Jennifer Crosby brings it up slowly. She gets it to Sierra Peterson on the right wing. Peterson drives down to the baseline and almost gets forced out of bounds, but I guess there'll be a defensive foul called here. This is going to be the second team foul. Second team foul on Tri-Valley. Foul called against Hannah Keith, shoving Peterson as she drove round towards the baseline. First foul on Keith, two team fouls against Tri-Valley. Quick substitution, Chaboda checks in as Skolton will check to the bench. Inbound pass goes to Crosby, who ill-advisedly shoots quickly. That's going to give Wendy Gore about 10 seconds to drive the floor. She tries to drive the length of the floor, but she loses control as she enters the paint. Ball goes out of bounds. 4 seconds left for Sioux Valley. A few extra possessions that I wouldn't have anticipated here. Not very good clock management. Crosby pushing the ball up the floor. She gets to the top of the key, running out of time. Peterson puts up a long shot, and it's going to count. Peterson puts one up from what would have been considered outside of her range. That's about a 22-footer, and she drains it to end the corner with three needed points to finish a very high-scoring first quarter. Tri-Valley, home team Tri-Valley, has a 21-17 lead at the end of one quarter. This is the first of 6 games that will be played here at Tri-Valley, the final day of the Tri-Valley Invitational.